Chapter 132. Words to be used for offering greetings. It is recommended for the one offering greetings to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The reply is, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. 851. Imran bin Husayn radiallahu anhuma reported, A man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, Assalamu alaikum, may you be safe from evil. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, responded to his greeting, and the man sat down. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 10, meaning the man had earned the merit of 10 good acts. Another one came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, may you be safe from evil and mercy of Allah be upon you. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, responded to his greeting, and the man sat down. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 20. A third one came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May you be safe from evil and the mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, responded to his greeting and the man sat down. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 30. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith shows that we can earn tenfold good rewards by greeting a person in the Islamic way. There will be a further tenfold addition to it if we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May you be safe from evil and the mercy of Allah be upon you. And if we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, may you be safe from evil and the mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you. 30-fold good reward comes to us. But ahadith are silent on increasing more words to salam. So this much will suffice. 852. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, This is Jibreel, Gabriel, who is conveying you greetings of peace. I responded, Wa alayhi salama wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May he be safe from evil and the mercy of Allah and his blessings be upon him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith affirms the excellence of Aisha radiallahu anha. It also tells us how to respond to the salam of a third person. That is, we should say, Wa alayhi salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 853. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to repeat his words thrice so that the meaning thereof would be fully understood. And whenever he came upon a gathering of people, he would greet them. He would repeat salam thrice. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith tells us about one aspect of the Prophet's excellent manners that he would take due care of showing regard for the sentiments of people. The whole of a gathering is not supposed to hear the salam of somebody and respond to him. A single person can represent the gathering in this regard. Yet, it was characteristic benevolence of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, which prompted him to repeat his saying, Assalamu alaikum thrice, so that everybody would hear it and may not have a feeling of being neglected. 854. Al-Miqdad radiallahu anhu reported, In course of a long hadith, We used to reserve for the Prophet, peace be upon him, his share of the milk, and he would come at night and offer greetings in such a manner as did not disturb those asleep and was heard only by those who were awake. In fact, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came and offered greetings as usual. Muslim. Commentary. Herein we are told how to offer salam to people when some of them are asleep while others are awake. Our voice should be so low, so as not to disturb those who are asleep and to give a chance to those who are awake to respond to it. 855. Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, passed through the mosque one day, and there was a group of women, about 10 of them, sitting in the mosque. He raised his hand to offer greetings. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. To offer a salam by the gesture of hand from a distance is forbidden in Islam because it is the way of non-Muslims. However, it is allowed if words are also uttered along with it. Secondly, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, could greet women because he was sinless and permanently stood under Allah's protection. Yet it is not permissible to other men for the fear of provoking temptation. But this hadith can be carried into effect in case one feels that no temptation and evil will be involved in it. For example, a man can greet aged and respectable women. However, salam to young women is not allowed as it can give birth to wickedness. 856. Abu Juray al-Hujaymi radiyallahu anhu reported, I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and said, Alayka salamu ya Rasulullah. Upon you be peace, O Messenger of Allah. He said, Do not say, Alayka salamu, upon you be peace. This is the salam to the dead. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This is part of a long hadith which has been mentioned earlier on. Refer to hadith 796 and the commentary following it.